So gay marriage is one big case in front of the Supreme Court right now. Another case before the court involves race-conscious admissions at the university level, affirmative action, what form it should take, and whether it should even exist. 8 states have already scrapped affirmative action altogether, including California, and that has affected admissions policies at state schools there. This morning, we're going to spend some time at the University of California, Los Angeles. The change at UCLA has been messy, ambiguous, and sometimes a little ugly. California banned affirmative action in 1996, and that, of course, meant UCLA and other California state schools could not consider the race of its applicants. After that happened, the percentages of Black and Latino students at UCLA started to fall fast. 2006 was a turning point. That year, only 96 out of nearly 5,000 freshmen were African American.
Hi, I'm Corey Matthews, part of the infamous 96 freshman class 2006.
Corey Matthews told us there were protests on campus and a lot of news coverage, and all of it changed how people talked to him.
You know, in conversation, oh, you're one of the 96, the infamous 96, what's that like? Or do you all know each other? And do you all live like in the same area? There was this mystery around who we were and what we were doing on campus.
And Matthew says it is a big campus.
Tons of student organizations, tons of sports, thousands and thousands of people, huge lecture halls, 250, 300 students, group projects, discussion sections. And still in all of those, you are most likely the only African-American student.
UCLA realized there was a problem pretty quickly, so it decided to start something called holistic review, which essentially meant taking into consideration a wide range of factors all at once, from GPA to family income to whether you were the first in your family to go to college. Race was not one of the factors, but the goal was to make UCLA a more diverse campus, and it worked. Black and Latino student percentages began to go back up. But then last year, things got complicated again when one of UCLA's own professors put out a study. So what was the reaction on campus to the study?
Well, the reaction was not pretty.
That's James Berrigan, who just graduated from UCLA, and he was the editor-in-chief of the school's newspaper, The Daily Bruin. Berrigan says the study claimed that UCLA was letting some Black and Latino students in at higher rates than white or Asian students who should have ranked just the same. In other words, the study claimed UCLA was breaking the law, admitting solely based on race, essentially reverting back to affirmative action. The Daily Bruin published a news story on the study, but it also ran an opinion piece suggesting that the school reevaluate its admissions policy. That sparked a lot of anger on campus. Here's Berrigan again.
I think we thought we were prepared, but it was kind of hell when it all broke loose. Some student groups held a rally outside of Daily Bruin. People were saying that the paper was a rag.
All day, people kept coming out to me asking if I'd read the Daily Bruin, if I'd seen the article. The words, minorities constitute an undue percentage of the freshman class, just kept floating around in my head. Undue percentage? It felt like a slap in the face.
It was.
And they actually asked me to come speak. And I got up there and spoke, and people were yelling at me. I got a long email the next day calling me an embarrassment to my race because I wasn't supporting the cause.
We should say you have a Latino background, is that right?
I do have a Latino background, yes. So just things like that, and I got a lot of interruptions while I was speaking, just yelling shame, shame.
That must have been hard.
Yeah, especially because it was a lot of students that I had known previously in the years before, and it was the same folks that, you know, were patting me on the back the previous year for exposing the truth out there, and then 1 year later calling me a shame and calling the newspaper that I was running a shame.
Did you expect any of this backlash?
Yeah, we knew it was coming. You know, obviously everybody wants more African-American students and Latino students so that we can have a more diverse campus, including myself. The issue was that we feared at the paper, once we saw the study, that this diversity was coming at a cost of other students who were also qualified to be there and maybe weren't getting the same opportunity.
For its part, UCLA and a number of professors there dispute the legitimacy of last year's study. A school spokesperson told us that UCLA's admissions policy is legal, fair, and equitable. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on affirmative action this week. If they strike it down, a lot of schools around the country could wind up facing the same dilemma UCLA has dealt with for nearly two decades.